Postmodernism.
Gosh, how did this happen to us?
I mean, darling, the walls, they're quite blank. And those funny sort of stripy bits where the wainscoting would be.
Yes, it says it's an installation, darling.
Oh.
By one Daniel Buren. Do we know him?
No, of course not. Well, I suppose it's frightfully modern. Oh!
Careful, darling.
I almost didn't see that step. Actually, why is one room higher than the other? Darling, do we really want to stay here?
How do we leave if we want to?
Oh.
Actually, darling, I think it's what they call postmodern.
Oh, postmodern, I see.
I suppose that means it's not exactly modern. Oh. Well, I say, here's a funny thing. Look at this letter in the paper from a chap called Charles Jenks. Do you think it might be frightfully postmodern if he actually read it for us?
The first use of the term postmodernism extends to the 1870s. Post-impressionism and post-industrial were the beginning of the posties, which flowered intermittently in the early 1960s in literature, social thought, economics, and even religion. Posteriority, the negative feelings of coming after a creative age, or, conversely, the positive feelings of transcending a negative ideology, really develops in the 1970s in architecture and literature. In the 1980s, a series of new creative movements occurred, variously called constructive, ecological, grounded, and restructive postmodernism.
Gosh, darling, what does all that mean?
Shh, shh, shh. I think Professor Jenks hasn't quite finished.
Oh, sorry.
I should add that one of the great strengths of the word and concept, and why it will be around for another 100 years, is that it is carefully suggestive about our having gone beyond the worldview of modernism, which is clearly inadequate, without specifying exactly where we are going.
Well, I know where I'm going, and that's home to a nice cup of cocoa.
But it is all a bit odd, isn't it? I'm not sure I quite get it, actually.
Rather, no.
Terribly complicated.